This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. In Unblinking, her new collection of stories, Lisa Lenzo writes about her native Detroit, as well as race, class, disability, aging, and family. Her earlier novel in stories, Strange Love, was a 2015 Michigan Notable Book Award winner. Lenzo, who now lives near Saugatuck, reads from Unblinking.
I'm going to read a short little bit about this is a musician who fell from a tree and became a paraplegic from that fall. And this is his memory of falling from the tree. What happened was this. I'd smoked some weed with my brother and two of his friends and two girls on the drive out to Kent Lake. When we got there, they lit another bowl, and I started up the scarred knobs of a tall pine. Mace, you monkey, bring your butt back down here, my brother called. He probably thought I was too dope to climb. No crazy stuff this time, he shouted up after me. I didn't look down at him or answer. At first, I climbed carelessly, without a plan, simply enjoying the feel of moving upward. But soon heaviness slid into my arms and legs, and though I wasn't cold, I began to shake. The truth is, I'm afraid of heights. My hands closed around branches as if trying to fuse with them. I felt my sweat growing cool, though the day was mild and there was hardly any breeze. I continued to climb, trying to ignore what was happening to me. But finally, as I always did, I stopped and just stood there gripping the tree, feeling the rough bark against the skin of my palms. This is silly, I said to myself. I'm scared. What am I trying to prove? But then I told myself, go on, just a little higher. And I kept going, up, hand over hand, foot after foot, until soon my thoughts had drifted, and both my high and my fear had left me, as I'd known they would. I was wearing an old sweatsuit and my red low tops, perfect climbing clothes, perfect clothes for jumping. Feeling light and keen and extremely alive, I climbed higher with incredible confidence, but also with incredible care. I was a long way from the ground. When the tree thinned so that I could span it with my hands, I stopped and looked down at my brother and his friends and the girls. They looked very far away. I could see they'd stopped passing the pipe. They were all watching me, faces lifted and motionless. I looked across to the nearest tree, another pine. It had very few lower branches, and so its higher branches were easy to see from the ground. I jumped to that tree before. That day, I chose a different branch. I looked at it for a long time, studying its angle, its roundness and thickness, its flaky, brownish-gray bark. And then I leapt. It feels like this. First a singing, close to screaming joy and fear in my throat and gut and every bit of my body. An indescribable moment of touching nothing. Then the relief of feeling rough bark grip on my hands, solid wood underneath. Only this time the wood wasn't solid, and the branch I grasped held at first, but then snapped cleanly with my weight. And as my feet continued their upward swing, I dove downward, head first. I watched tree limbs pass me as if they were falling, and I was holding still. And then the branches seemed to slow, and I did too, almost to a stop, it seemed. I floated downward, trees upside down all around me. Something punched my shoulder, hard, a branch, but it didn't hurt. A wonderful dreamy spinning turned slowly in my chest and throat and head. I felt more awake and alive than I'd ever felt. I wasn't afraid. I couldn't stop what was happening, and I didn't want to.
Lisa, tell us about this new story collection. It's called Unblinking.
Well, it's a collection of 10 stories. All of them are either set in Detroit or they touch upon Detroit in some way. The focus is, to a large degree, on race, class, disability, and aging. So there's also a story, I've got one story about an angel and another story about God with a small g.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Talk about how you develop these characters. They're quite interesting. Like you said, there's this angel. There's an elderly man thinking back on his march in the Martin Luther King march. How do you develop these characters? Where does the idea come from? And then how do they take shape?
Well, about half of the stories are based on people I know, and many of those people are my family members. And the other half of the stories I make up more from. I take a little bit of one person, a little bit of another person, and use my imagination. So I guess the angel story, I believe that a part of your spirit lives on for after you die, and I'm not sure for how long. And it was not part of my upbringing. I was raised as an atheist, but I had several experiences that led me to believe otherwise. I'd like to play with that idea and that story, and I use that story kind of to poke fun at humans, too. As far as the story about the older man, that's based on my father. He was active in the civil rights movement, and he never spoke about that much to us. You know, we knew when he left, when I was about 8, when he went to march with Martin Luther King, and he marched all the way from Selma to Montgomery.
Wow.
And then when the 50th anniversary was approaching, my brother Peter was home, and he says, "Hey, Dad, tell us more about that." And my dad started talking in detail about what it was like, and it's sort of strange for me because I've been politically active my whole life, and my dad was and my mom were active in civil rights continuing after that march, but we never really talked to him exactly how that felt, and so I used that in a story. I like the contrast of him. At the time he's telling the story, he can barely walk. He's has suffering from Parkinson's, and looking back to the time when he was young and strong and marching 50 miles.
What do you look for when you're reading or writing yourself, short prose or long prose? What makes it great? What makes it memorable? What is it that you look for in your own work or somebody else's?
I think in both. I like the work to have some meaning, that it's not just entertainment and just frivolous, and yet I like it to be entertaining as well. So I like serious subjects that also include some humor. That's my favorite.
So you have an event coming up at Michigan News Agency. Tell us about that. What can we expect to hear?
Oh, I'm excited about that. One reason I'm excited is because I'm going to be reading with Jack Riddle, and he's a poet who also has a book coming out soon. And he is he's an incredible reader. He's a wonderful poet, too. But when he reads his poems, it's really a performance, and he engages the audience between poems, too. He's like, I know he said before that he's got clowns in his family, like some of his ancestors were clowns for Barnum and Bailey, and that comes through. He's a real entertainer. And then for the part that I'm going to be doing, with my last book, too, I did some dramatic readings where I took a story and I changed part of it into more of a script. There's still a lot of narration, but I choose parts that have a lot of dialogue, and I have some actor friends who are going to be acting it with me, or we're not really acting.
Fun.
We're going to be doing a dramatic reading. Yeah.
So. Oh, that's fun. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's way more fun for me, and I think it's more fun for the audience. I know it's more fun for the audience.
I'm Zinta A. Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Lisa Lenzo, the author of Unblinking. Lenzo will read, along with poet Jack Riddle, at Michigan News Agency in downtown Kalamazoo on Thursday, May 16. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.